Hey, y'all. Wow. A live audience again. So I want to tell you about the last time I was with my Southern family in Mississippi. It was right before the pandemic hit. It was for a Southern funeral. Southern funerals are to die for. And this was for my Aunt Sue. And Aunt Sue was my favorite aunt. She had big hair, drove a big Cadillac, and had big diamonds. She gave me girly girl gifts all the time for Christmas and my birthday, and I loved her. Well, she died in December before the pandemic hit. The funeral was in January. So my wife Marie and I go down to my hometown, and my cousin texted the night before and said, "Can you sing a solo?" And I said, "Yeah." And Marie said, "Oh, let's do a duet at this Baptist Southern funeral." So we did, and it went really well. And the funeral home director, his wife was 92, and she drove Aunt Sue in the hearse to the cemetery. And, you know, there were lots of conservative family members standing around, and it had been years since I had seen my two older brothers, who were much older than I, pretty much estranged. And they were at the family dinner, and Marie and I were at a table with my favorite cousins and their wives and adult children. And so in the middle of the dinner, my cousin Rhett, yes, his name is really Rhett, from Houston, Texas, and he stands up and says, "Well, y'all, we're going to do a little moving around, and the next course of the dinner, if you're with a partner, we want one of you to move to the next table." And so I'm thinking, how can I avoid my crazy brothers, right? One's over here and one's over here. So I look across the way, and I see the funeral home director, Barry, who had buried my parents and my grandmother. He's probably in his late 60s, the friendliest guy, and he had played the piano for our duet, and I know him a little bit, you know. So I go over, and Marie looks at me and says, "This is your family. You get up and move," right? So I said, "Oh, I'm going to go over and talk to Barry." And one brother was at that table, and my other Texas cousins, and Barry's so friendly. He's, "Girl, what you been doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm so excited. I'm about to perform my one-woman show at Ole Miss in April. It's called A Lesbian Belle Tells." And I pause, and the cousins look over, and one by one, my cousins get up and leave the table. I was a little disappointed, but really, I thought it's perfect. Barry and I can have a private visit. So he says, "Girl, tell me about this one-woman show." And I said, "Well, it's really great. I've performed it in D.C. and Baltimore. It's about my true stories of my Mississippi roots coming out in D.C. in the 90s as a lipstick lesbian, family estrangement, and finding love and healing. And I'm writing a book, and the memoir is about to come out, and it was published last May. Yay, I did something during the pandemic. Thank you." And so Barry says, "Girl, I can sell your show out. I know every gay and bisexual man in the state, and some good lesbians too." And Barry is married to a woman and has children, and I said, "Really?" I said, "How refreshing that a white heterosexual Southern man is part of my is an ally, you know, is part of my tribe." And I said, "Barry, I'm just curious, do you have any gay family members?" And he pauses, he goes, "Well, my oldest son's 40 and he's not married, but I don't think he's gay." And he looks at me and goes, I'm just as heterosexual as can be." I thought, that's a little odd to say, right? Who announces that they're heterosexual? And I said, "Okay." He goes, "Oh, girl, I just got to tell you." He said, I got a wonderful wife, very open-minded, retired psychologist, and we live on a farm on 9,000 acres just outside Tupelo. We have separate houses, and we just understand, you know. We just kind of have the kids and the grandkids, but we kind of do our own thing, and because, you know, I'm just a queer Southern gentleman and just as bisexual as hell." I said, "Thank you. Welcome to the tribe." Well, so he high-fives me. He said, "I don't hide it or anything. You know, everybody knows." So Barry and I have stayed in touch the whole pandemic. We've talked, and he put me in touch with some folks and a cousin, and I got in touch with a Broadway producer who helped me do my show virtually, and I'm getting shows booked all over the South and up in Provincetown. And I kind of trace it back to this Southern funeral where I just was myself and decided to go talk to a good Southern guy and see where it went. So I guess I'm going to reemerge into the South, and I've learned that I can go home again. Thank you.